Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Minnesota Tim Podcast, and while you're here, go ahead and hit the follow button so the Minnesota Tim Podcast will show up in your pod feed every time I post a podcast. And also, if you'd hit the five-star review button, if you'd rate and review the show wherever you listen to this podcast, I would greatly appreciate that. Okay, so the Minnesota Vikings faced off against the Detroit Lions Sunday at US Bank Stadium. The Vikings throttled the Green Bay Packers, although I would argue the game was much closer than the score. Then they got demolished by the Philadelphia Eagles in an emotional game for Philadelphia. But I have a very raunchy feeling about the Vikings matchup against the Detroit Lions. On the pod earlier this week, if you hadn't listened to it, with Nate the Great, Take the Bait with Nate, I said that the Lions are a much better squad than I think Minnesotans want to give them credit for, and maybe even the national media want to give them credit for. And why is that? It's because historically they've been so bad. One year they went 0-17. Other years they went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games max. So I think we're underestimating just how good the Lions are based on historical context. The Lions this year, if I told you this statistic, I think it will have you look at the game differently. The Lions have the same amount of total touchdowns this season as the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cleveland Browns, but the Cleveland Browns have played three games. The Bills and Chiefs are two of the best offenses in the NFL. The Lions have more touchdowns than the Eagles, than the Ravens, than the Dolphins, than the Cardinals, than the Chargers. They have the same amount of touchdowns as Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And now, not that Harrison Smith is the be-all, end-all in the Minnesota Vikings defense, but after game one this year, Aaron Rodgers credited Harrison Smith for all of the confusion that the Packers offense faced. So I don't think this is going to be an easy game. Earlier this week, I predicted the Vikings would win 28-27 on a last-second Greg Joseph field goal. And I do think the Vikings have a good chance of winning. But I just have this feeling deep down in my soul that I just don't like right now. The Vikings' defensive secondary is awful. Cameron Dantzler, Patrick Peterson, looks like Lewis Cine isn't going to be playing. Or is it Lewis Cine? I don't know. I got a one-star review for mispronouncing his name earlier this year. And Cam Bynum isn't a great safety either. And Eric Kendricks has been slow this year. And a lot of the Minnesota Vikings defense is dependent on how Za'Darius Smith and Danielle Hunter get to the quarterback. And the Detroit Lions have a great offensive line. And they also have Aiden Hutchinson, a defensive end who got three sacks last week against the Commanders. So this Lions team is much better than we want to give them credit for. Their defense isn't great, but they scored 35 points against the Eagles. And they scored 36 points against the Commanders. So the Vikings offense, if the Vikings want to win, the Vikings are going to have to be efficient and effective offensively. And if they aren't, they're going to lose. The Vikings should be motivated coming off of a loss against the Eagles on Monday Night Football. Coming back home, crowd noise will be a factor. There's a lot of things in the Minnesota Vikings' favor, but there's also a lot of things in the Lions' favor, too. This Lions team is better than you want to give them credit for. They're well-coached. They're motivated by their coach. They love playing for him. I'm just saying this game will be much closer than you anticipate, and the Lions might just pull this off. I wasn't even feeling this way against the Packers. I thought it would be close, but I didn't think it would be like needing to score on the last possession type close. I don't have a good feeling against the Lions. Take that for what it's worth, but that's just how I feel. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Minnesota Tim Podcast, everyone. Enjoy Sunday's game and have a great weekend.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.